Come on, Bubba. Think hard. This is easy. What was the name of Macbeth's wife?
Mrs. Beth?
No, Bubba, Lady Macbeth. Honey, your English final is tomorrow. You better get with the program.
Oh, this is hopeless, Aunt Naomi. I'm never going to learn all this stuff by tomorrow.
Well, it's your own damn fault. Mr. Hansen told us all about this final 3 months ago in class. Instead of being out tomcatting every night, you should have been home, like me, cracking the books.
You, Mama, you're lucky. You got no social life to get in the way of your studying.
Well, Benton, you're lucky you've got no brain to clutter up your head.
Come on, Grandma, help me study. You're the smartest one in night school. You know the Shakespeare stuff, forwards and backwards.
Oh, now, Bubba, there's no need to make much ado about nothing.
Please. It's gonna take a genius to get me through all this.
Oh, well, as you like it. What is it you need to know?
Well, I couldn't make anything out of this Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, I just love that movie. Do you remember, baby? Those naked teenagers and that Johnny Mathis song.
I thought that was How to Stuff a Wild Bikini.
Well, thank you, Siskel and Egbert. Now, Bubba, you can learn a very valuable lesson from Romeo and Juliet. It is about two spoiled, rotten teenagers who will not listen to the advice of their wise, loving parents, and they wind up paying for it in the end.
Okay. What about King Lear?
Oh, that's the story of my life. How ungrateful children can drive you nuts.
Well, tell me about how they did it.
No time for any more of this. Owl and me are going to the year-end wife sale down at Niedermeyer's. They're giving away a free toilet tank cover with every $20 purchase.
While you're down there, Miss Harper, would you pick Vinton and me up a new set of sheets?
Yeah, old ones are all worn out.
Again? Lord, I think you two ought to give up on sheets and just cover your mattress in AstroTurf.
Oh, everybody, I have the most exciting news.
Good. You can tell me all about it on the way down to Niedermeyer's.
Oh, well, that's just it. I can't go to Niedermeyer's.
And why not?
I may be a contestant on Jeopardy.
You?
You mean that quiz show on TV?
Uh-huh. The contestant coordinators are in Raytown, and I made an appointment to audition.
Hey. Wow.
Well, that's real nice, Isla, but what about the white sale?
Well, Thelma, how can you compare a free toilet tank cover to a chance to meet Alex Trebek?
Isla's right. He is pretty cute.
Oh, I think Alex Trebek is the best-looking quiz show host on television. I've been in love with him ever since he did High Rollers.
Earth to Iola. This is what makes you think they're going to put you on that program. You got to be real smart to be on Jeopardy.
Yeah, Miss Boylan, those questions they ask are pretty tough.
Yeah, I can't even answer them.
Vinton, you can't even answer the questions on Sesame Street.
Well, I am an expert on Jeopardy. Mother and I play along with the show every night. She hadn't beaten me once.
Iola, they're not going to put you on TV just because you can beat a shut-in on Perkadan.
Well, you cannot talk me out of this, Thelma. My mind is made up. Nothing is going to stop me from auditioning.
Well, fine.
Oh, Thelma, please go with me. I'm scared to death.
Forget it, Iola. I'm going down to Niedermeyer's.
Well, this won't take long. We can go to the white sale when I'm done.
Well,
please. If Alex Trebek is there, I'm going to need somebody to catch me when I faint.
Oh, all right.
Oh, thank you, Thelma. Oh, you're an angel.
Yeah, you're going to wind up an angel if we miss that sale.
Wow. Can you imagine it? Miss Boylan on Jeopardy.
No, I can't. What do you think, baby?
Mama's wrong. The only time Big Bird ever stumped me was with the silent K.
When am I gonna play the damn game already?
Please have patience, Mr. Hercule. We can't start until we have someone for you to play against.
I can't sit around here all day waiting. I got pigeons to feed.
Cheryl, this is pathetic. We haven't found one qualified contestant in the whole tri-state area.
Come on, Fred. Maybe the next person who walks through that door will be a genius.
Hell, I found it! Get your skinny butt in here!
Hello, ma'am. Are you here to try out for Jeopardy?
No. I'm waiting to go to my white sale. I always the one who's trying out. I'll just sit here in the corner. You won't even know I'm here.
Thank you for coming, Miss...
Boylan. Now, there's nothing to be nervous about, Miss Boylan. Just relax and have fun.
Okay.
Before we start, do you have any questions?
Just one. Where is Alex Trebek?
Alex is back in Hollywood, Miss Boylan.
Well, darn. I wore my best dress, too.
Okay, let's get started. Miss Boylan, if you'll have a seat there next to Mr. Hercule, we're going to play a mock game of Jeopardy.
Hiya, Toots.
Hey, Ola. Looks like you didn't waste that dress after all.
The first category we're going to cover is Shakespeare.
Say, Snookums, how about you and me take a ride in my DeSoto?
Please, Mr. Purple, I'm trying to concentrate.
The first answer is Mercutio.
I know that one. Who was... Mercutio. Mercutio.
Come on, Iola, you can do this.
Who was...
Sorry, Miss Boylan, your time's up.
Iola, everybody knows Mercutio's that friend of Romeo's that got croaked.
That's correct.
Of course it is. Now hurry up, Sonny. I ain't got all day.
The next answer is eye of newt, toe of frog, wool of bat, tongue of dog.
Well, that is disgusting. I've never heard anything so vile.
Iola, what is the matter with you? That's the recipe them weirdo witches were cooking up in Macbeth.
Excuse me, ma'am, what's your name?
Harper, Mrs. Thelma Harper. I'm sorry, I promise I won't say another word.
Mrs. Harper, how would you like to be a contestant on Jeopardy?
Me?
Her? Yes! You're knowledgeable, outgoing, and the only one in the tri-state area who's answered more than one question correctly.
What do you say?
No, I don't think so. Wouldn't you rather have Iola?
I would!
It's all right, Thelma. They don't want me. If I can't meet Alex Trebek, at least I can say my best friend did.
Plus, you could win a lot of money, Mrs. Harper.
That's right. Many of our winners have made over $10,000.
$10,000.
Oh, go for it, Thelma.
Oh, what the hell? I'll do it.
Oh, wonderful, Mrs. Harper.
All right, now we can get out of this hick town. I never saw so many American-made cars in my life.
This is so exciting. I can't believe you're going to be on Jeopardy. Well, this has been quite a day, and we still have time for the white sale.
Are you nuts? If I win that $10,000, I'm never going to another white sale ever again.
Hurry up, Skeeter. Jeopardy's starting in a few minutes.
Boy, popcorn.
Yes, Bubba, and it's fresh, too. I just opened the bag myself.
Oh, you're just in time, Iola.
Well, what are you doing, Miss Boylan?
Well, I want Thelma's television debut to be dust-free.
Oh, get away from there, Iola. It's about to start.
Here it comes. Now, turn up the volume, Bubba.
Is Jeopardy! Now entering the studio are today's contestants. They are Cynthia Lane, Thelma Harper.
There's Mama.
Boy, they're right, though. Television does add 10 pounds to your figure.
And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
The man just gets more handsome every day. Do you know that he lives with his mother, just like me?
Hi, folks, and welcome again to Jeopardy. As is usually the case on our program, we have two excellent challengers to face our champion today. First of all, there is Cynthia Lane, a very attractive and quite accomplished young lady with an extensive educational background. Cynthia, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, Alex, I'm the chairman of the Dead Language Department at Hayworth University. I have an IQ of 175, and just a few of the degrees I've earned are a BA, an MFA, and a PhD.
Yeah, but do you have an MRS?
Our next contestant is the very charming Thelma Harper. And where are you from, Thelma?
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I am from Raytown, the jewel of the tri-state area.
I see. And what do you do in Raytown?
Well, for one thing, I don't have a high-powered job or any fancy college degrees. I'm just a poor old widow woman from the heartland of America trying to take care of my family the best way I know how.
Good for you.
Bless you. Say, Alex, would it be okay if I said hi to my family?
Thelma, I'm not sure we've got enough time for
that. Oh, sure there is. Hi, Naomi. Hi, Benton. Hi, Bubba.
Hi, Bubba.
Is that it?
No, actually, my friend, Iola Boylan, is watching also. And, Alex, we read all about you in People magazine. And if you have not yet found your significant other, Iola is the girl for you.
Thelma, may I move on now?
It's your show, Alex.
Right. Let's say hello to our returning champion, Ludlow Baxter. And as you may recall, ladies and gentlemen, Ludlow is a thermonuclear physicist.
That is correct, Alex.
But, Ludlow, we haven't learned anything about your private life. Do you have any hobbies, for instance?
Oh, yes, I do, Alex. To unwind, I like to play chess with my computer and memorize encyclopedias.
So, get down, Ludlow.
All right, players, good luck to all three of you. I know you're eager to get going, so let's play this first round of Jeopardy. As the board goes into motion, I'm going to remind you about the one daily double in this round, which will be found in one of these categories: mathematics, football, astronomy, rivers, opera, and finally, famous Eds.
What, no Shakespeare?
Sorry, Thelma, no Shakespeare in this first round. Ludlow, as returning champion, you get to make the first selection.
That is correct, Alex.
Then pick a category for me.
I'd like to try mathematics for $100.
The answer is the square root of 5,329. Cynthia.
What is 73?
You're right.
I was going to say that.
Cynthia, select.
I'd like astronomy for $100, please.
The answer, the planet closest to the sun. Ludlow.
What is Mercury?
You're right.
Shoot, I should have known that. I just saw it on Star Trek.
Ludlow, you get to pick another one.
Alex, I'd like to try famous Eds for $100.
The answer this time, Johnny Carson's sidekick.
I know this one. My damn light's not working.
Well, that's because Cynthia pressed her button before you. Cynthia, your response, please.
Who is Ed McMahon?
You're right.
Alex, I think I'll stick with famous Eds for $200.
This time, the clue is the first man to conquer Mount Everest.
Thelma,
your response, please.
To what?
The first man to conquer Mount Everest.
The first.
Hurry up, your time's running out.
The only Ed I can think of is Ed Higgins, my daughter Eunice's husband. I would love to push him off Mount Everest.
I'm sorry, Thelma. Ed Higgins is not right. Cynthia.
Who is Sir Edmund Hillary?
Right again.
Gee, Grandma ain't doing too good.
Before we go on, I'd like to.
No, nothing to worry about. She's getting faster with her button.
Yeah, but dumber with her answers.
Shh. There's a close up of Alex.
Me. Yes, sir, Alex.
All right, Ludlow, it's your turn to make the next selection.
Alex, I'd like rivers for $500.
The answer is the longest river in the United States. Thelma.
What is the Ray River?
Oh, I'm sorry, Thelma, that is wrong. Ludlow?
What is the Mississippi?
You are correct for $500 more. And that sound means that we have come to the end of Jeopardy, and let's see what we have in the way of scores. Ludlow, our returning champion, in the lead with 3,200. Cynthia Lane with 2,800. And Thelma bringing up the rear with minus 1,200.
Well, now don't worry, Alex. I'm not giving up. Us Harpers have always been slow starters. Problem is, we're also slow finishers.
Darn. Mama just goofed up another one.
Sorry, Thelma. That's
poor Grandma.
Poor Grandma? She is humiliating our entire family. Poor us.
Poor Alex. I never seen him cringe so much.
Players, with just about 1 minute to go in this Double Jeopardy round, I want to remind you that only the players who are in the plus column at the end of the round will be allowed to compete in Final Jeopardy. Yes. Ludlow, would you make our next selection, please?
Alex, I'd like science for $1,000.
The answer there is electrical power is measured in these units. Thelma.
I think I must have just had a cramp in my hand, Alex.
Ooh, I'm sorry about that, Thelma, but I'll need a response from you.
Go ahead, Thelma.
What's...
That's right. What's is correct.
She was saying.
Oh, go sit on a tack, you drip.
Well, you get to make the next selection.
With pleasure, Alex. I will take comedy teams for $1,000.
The answer this time is of Moe, Larry, and Curly, the stooge with the curly hair.
Oh, shoot, I know this one.
Yes, but Ludlow rang in first. Ludlow.
Who is Moe?
No, that's wrong. Cynthia.
Who is Curly?
No, that too is incorrect.
And why do they call him Curly?
Alex, I believe my light is on.
Most certainly is. Tell me your response, please.
Who is Larry?
That is absolutely right. That puts you on the plus side with $100.
Yeah! Oh, I'm out of the poorhouse and on my way to the top.
And that sound means you're all out of Double Jeopardy. And let's take a look at the scores. Our champion, Ludlow, 8,700, Cynthia, 4,400, and Thelma. That was a sensational comeback you made. And because you're now on the plus side, you will be competing in Final Jeopardy.
That is correct, Alex. I won't let you down.
And our Final Jeopardy category today is this. Shakespeare.
Dust, Four Eyes.
Hang on to your hats as we move into Final Jeopardy.
Way to go, Grandma!
She still got a chance to win.
Oh, I always knew she could do it!
The Final Jeopardy category is Shakespeare. Our three contestants have made their wagers. Players, in a moment, I'm going to give you the Final Jeopardy clue. You will then have 30 seconds in which to write down your response. Please be sure it is phrased in the form of a question. Here we go. Our Final Jeopardy answer today is this. The name of Shakespeare's only son. Good luck, players. Players, time's up. Put your pens down. Thelma, since you finished with the lowest score, we're going to begin with you.
Do we have to, Alex?
I'm afraid so. Let's take a look and see what you put down as your response. What is Bubba? I'm afraid that's not right.
I had a feeling it wasn't.
Well, let's take a look at your wager. How much did you bet? $99. That leaves you with just $1.
Shoot, that isn't even enough to buy a cocktail on the plane ride home.
Let's move on to Cynthia. Let's see if she came up with the correct question. What is Marlowe? No, I'm afraid that's wrong, Cynthia. And what did you bet?
All of it, Alex.
Oh, what a shame. That leaves you with nothing.
Well, now we come to our returning champion, Ludlow Baxter. Did he get the right question? What is Henry? No, that too is wrong, Ludlow. The correct response is, what is Hamnet? And that means it's going to cost you some money also. How much did you bet?
All of it, please. All of it.
$200.
You gutless wonder.
Ludlow, that leaves you with $8,500, but today that's enough for you to remain Jeopardy champion.
That is correct, Alex.
Congratulations to you. And Johnny, tell Thelma what she gets for coming in second.
Lee press-on nails, huh, Johnny?
No, Thelma, you've won a trip for four to Hawaii.
Thelma, who are you going to be taking on this trip to Hawaii?
Take me, Grandma!
Please! I can't believe Thelma got to kiss Alex.
Alex, I would just love to take Paul Newman and Robert Redford and Tom Selleck, but I'm sure they're all busy, so... Uh-huh. I guess that means I'm just going to take my worthless family!
Hawaii! Oh, awesome!
Aloha, y'all!